Good morning. Welcome to Sunday morning Beis Medrash program featuring Rabbi Yossi Sack. This morning's share on Tfilas Musav is sponsored by Hedy and Jay Richmond in memory of Estelle Richmond, Esther Basia Bas Naftoli Olashon. Recovered Gadol, Rav Sacks.
The Rambam in the very beginning of Hilchos Tefillah tells us that there is a mitzvah in HaTorah to daven each and every day. The Rambam begins mitzvah to say lehispalel b'chol yom, and this is what the Rambam mentions as well in Sefer HaMitzvos in Mitzvah Hey. And this is against the view of the Ramban that comments that certainly it is the case that one is mekayim a mitzvah of la'avda b'chol avavchem avodah shabalev and one davens, but the obligation to daven each and every day is only drabanan. Even the Rambam that maintains that there is a mitzvah in the Torah of tefillah certainly admits that the obligation of shachris, mincha, and mariv is only derabanan. The mitzvah in HaTorah, the Rambam writes, is to daven once a day, each and every day. Mitzvah sasei lehispalel b'chol yom. And as we discussed in the past, perhaps this reflects a broader view of the Rambam, and that is when you have a mitzvah which is written in our Torah and there is no time which is ascribed to the mitzvah. When it comes to certain mitzvahs, it's obvious how often this mitzvah is fulfilled. When it comes to certain mitzvahs, for example, Talmud Torah, or tefillin, or nesiyas kapayim, or perhaps even the mitzvos of zechira, there the Torah tells us one is obligated to do, but mentions little about how often this mitzvah is to be performed. And perhaps the Rambam's view is that, generally speaking, that means that minimally it is once a day, each and every day. So if the Torah tells us that there's a mitzvah of limud haTorah, and the pasuk reiterates v'yigisa b'yom v'layla, it means minimally once during the day, once at night. When it comes to tefillin, the Torah tells us to put on tefillin. The Gemara debates whether Shabbos and Yantif is man tefillin, whether Laila is man tefillin, but aside from those exclusions, what is the mitzvah of tefillin? The Kesef Mishnah writes in Perakei Pachos Yisodei HaTorah, it means to put on tefillin minimally, once a day, each and every day. A person couldn't argue that, you know, I'll put tefillin on Sunday at the beginning of the week for 5 hours, and that will carry me through until next Sunday. No, it's not enough to put on tefillin for that number of hours during the week, but rather minimally once a day, each and every day. And this is what the Rambam indicates when it comes to tefillah as well. Avodah Shabalev is a mitzvah, and the Rambam writes, min haTorah, that means tefillah as that form of Avodah Shabalev, and minimally it means to daven once a day, each and every day. As far as the field, of course, of Shachris, Mincha, and Mariv, that is the Sugin Brachos, and of Chavav, Mebeiz, the Machlokas, Rabbi Yossi, Baruch Hanina, and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, whether Shachris, Mincha, and Mariv is patterned after Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, or whether it is based on Hakravas, Hakarbanos. A Karban Tamid that was offered in the morning is the Tamid Shal Shachar, Tfilas Shachris, and the Tamid Shal Ben Arbaim is Tfilas Mincha, and even though Balayla we don't have any absolute Hakravas Hakarbanos, but nonetheless, Avarim Upidarim, fats and limbs that were not offered during the day were continued and offered at night, and in such a case that is the basis of Tfilas Arvis. In fact, Rashi and Shabbos and Daftes writes an interesting linkage. The Gemara Daf Chavav discusses the source of tefillah, avos or karbanos. The Gemara on the next Daf and Daf Chav Zayin discusses the machlokes, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, whether tefillas arvis is a chov or whether tefillas arvis is a rishus. Why should you maintain that Mariv is any different from Shachris and Mincha? The Gemara never links the two sugyas, but Rashi writes elsewhere, Shabbos Daf Tes, that the reason one should assume that Tfilas Arvis is Rishus is based on Hakrabos, Hakrabanos. The implication of Rashi as follows: if it's Avos, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, why should you distinguish between Mariv as opposed to Shachris and Mincha? If it's based on Karbanos, then certainly it is a marked distinction. Karban, there certainly is a difference between Shachris and Mincha as opposed to Mariv. At night there wasn't a Hakravas HaKarbanos, but simply a Varm Ukedarim, and Rashi writes that that is the basis of that particular link. And that's Sugyan Brachos Daf Chavav. The Gemara raises the following: how can you debate whether Avos or Karbanos? What do you do with Tfilas Musa? Even if you maintain Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina Avos Tiknum, we have a source for Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Shachris, Mincha, Mariv. What about when it comes to Tfilas Musa? That the Gemara says everyone must agree. Tfilas Musaf is based on Hakrabas HaKarbanos. That is a tefillah which is keneged Karban Musaf. And unlike Shachris Minchen Marav, where that has elements of Bakoshas Rachamim, as the Gemara writes in Brachos Tav Chaf Aleph Halavai Shis Pal Adam Kol Yom Kulo, a person can always engage in tefillah. That is not true when it comes to Tfilas Musaf. Tfilas Musaf Tosus Mav Chavav applies the pasuk of Unesham Afarns Faseinu. The purpose, the essence of Tfilas Musaf is simply Keneged Hakarban. So therefore, everyone must admit that Tfilas Musaf is rooted in Hakrabas Hakarbanos. Tosus even writes in Brachos and Daf Chavav that there should be a clear difference between Shachris Minchen Marav as opposed to Musaf when it comes to a Tfilas Tashlumin. Why is it that the Gemara assumes that if a person misses a particular tefillah, he is afforded the possibility to make up that tefillah in the coming Zman? You didn't daven Shachris, you can daven Mincha twice. Don't daven Mincha, daven Mariv twice. What is the basis of Tfilas Tashlumin? Certainly, in terms of Karbanos, there wasn't that sense of Tashlumin. If a Karban wasn't offered on this particular day, then we would assume that Avar Zmano, Batal Karbano. What is the basis of the allowance of a Tfilas Tashlumin? So Tosus says it's based on the fact that Tfilah is Bakashas Rachamim and Halavai Shispal Adam Kolayom Kulo. And therefore a person always has a right to engage in Rachamim, in a form of Tfilah, even Tfilas Tashlumin. Well, Tosus writes if that really is true, how would that apply to Tfilas Musaf? Tfilas Musaf is not Bakashas Rachamim. Tfilas Musaf is Keneged HaKarban. And therefore Tosus maintains there's no possibility of Tashlumin when it comes to a Tfilas Musaf. There we would assume that Avar Zmano, Batal Karbano. Shabbos is over and you didn't daven Mincha, you can make it up. You didn't daven Musaf, there's no possibility of a Tfilas Tashlumin. So Tosus writes clearly, Tashlumin is based on Rachamim, applicable to Shachris Minchen Marav, but not when it comes to Tfilas Musaf. In fact, the Magen Avram, Resh Pei Vav, writes an interesting nafkamina. Let's assume, for example, it's very late on Shabbos, and all of a sudden I realize that I didn't daven Mincha, and I didn't daven Musaf. And I only have time to daven a single tefillah. What should you do in such a situation? So the Magen Avraham writes the following, that even though generally speaking one would give priority to tefillas Mincha, but here certainly not. After all, if I will daven Musaf, I can make up tefillas Mincha al yedei Tashlumin. If I will daven Mincha, then there's no makeup for the possibility of Musaf, and therefore Magen Avraham writes that if you only have an opportunity to daven a single tefillah, priority should be given to tefillas Musaf, because if you miss Musaf, there's no possibility to make that up. There in Shulchan Aruch, in Resh Pei Vav, if you look in the Dagel Mervava, the Noh de Behuda, there he points out that he thinks that this is against the Shita of the Yerushalmi, because Yerushalmi is explicit that if a person has to choose between Mincha versus Musaf, Mincha would take precedence. That, again, is the normal Seder HaTfilah. You daven Mincha, then you can start davening the additional Tfilas Musaf. But Mincha will take precedence. It's Mefurish Yerushalmi. So the Kivenger writes that not necessarily. The Magen Avraham perhaps would understand that Yerushalmi where there's no possibility of makeup. When would that be? I mean, Kivenger writes a couple of possibilities. One is, let's assume it was the Mezin, that a person did not daven. So there's no longer a possibility of Tashlumin, and therefore you can't even make up the Tfilas Mincha that you missed. In such a case, then Mincha is opposed to Musaf. Well, let's assume that the Kivenger writes a person, Rachman Lesman, is in a case of Aninus. On Shabbos, he will daven. But Matzei Shabbos, he will not daven before the Kura. In such a case, he will not be able to make up the missed Tfila of Shabbos, for example. So in such a case, that's an unusual situation where a person would be aninus on Shabbos and there are a few minutes left and he realizes he didn't daven Mincha or Musaf. There you have to choose a single tefillah. There's no possibility of makeup. There's no makeup for Musaf because there's no Tashlumin. There's no makeup for Mincha because on Matzei Shabbos the person will be in a state of aninus. On such a case, then in principle it's certainly true that Mincha takes precedence over Musaf. But in practice, in the normal occurrence, that would not be the case because one is afforded that possibility of Tashlumin. But that's the Chiddush of the Magen Avraham, that since there's no Tashlumin, so therefore the advantage of davening Tfilas Musaf over Tfilas Mincha, because Tfilas Mincha can be made up If you look in the Tzlach here, in the fourth parak of Brachos, Nachavav, here the Tzlach points out even another possible Nafkamina. This perhaps is even a greater Kiddush. Notice this in the following. A person didn't daven Shacharis. And now it's late in the day. Shki is almost occurring. In such a case, he has a choice now of Tashlumei Shacharis or Mincha. Which one would take precedence? So that's what the Noda Yehuda points out, that maybe according to this reasoning of the Magen Avraham, one could even go a step further and argue that maybe preference should be given to Tashlumei Shacharis. Because if he doesn't daven Mincha, he can make up Mincha tonight. If he's not going to make up Shacharis, that's it. Now even Tashlumin only affords, we assume, a makeup in the next slot of the Zman Tfila. So in such a case, he has a choice of Tashlumei Shacharis versus the case of Tfilas Mincha. Even there, the spot points out, maybe there's a possibility to argue, based on this Magen Avraham, that one should go ahead and daven Tashlumei Shacharis and Tashlumin for Mincha. It's a twofold Kiddush. Kiddush number one is the following, and that is that a Tfilas Tashlumin should take precedence over the Ikar HaTfila, a great Kiddush, that Tashlumei Shacharis should tower above the Tfila Bizmana of Mincha. And number two really is the following. Is it possible to daven a Tfilas Tashlumin without a prior Tfilas Chova? We know that, let's assume for example, a person did not daven Shacharis. He davens two Shmona Esrei at Mincha. The first Tfila is Mincha. That's the Tfilas Chova. And then, on the coattails of that Tfila, one can now extend and daven a Tfilas Tashlumin. We always require that a Tfilas Chova has to precede a Tfilas Tashlumin. In fact, the Rif, based on the Gemara Brachos and Daf Chavav, writes the following. Let's assume a person didn't daven Mincha on Shabbos. He's obligated in Tashlumin. So it's now Zman Mariv, I'll daven two Shmona Esreis. When do you say Atachan Antanu? So the appropriate thing to do is Atachan Antanu in the first Shmona Esrei, and then the second Shmona Esrei, you don't say Atachan Antanu. The first Shmona Esrei is Mariv, that's the first Tfilas Chol, that is where you say Atachan Antanu. In the second Shmona Esrei, which is Tashlumin, for Mincha, that's certainly you do not say Atachan Antanu, you already said Atachan Antanu, and therefore the Kim of Havdalah was already met. Let's say a person makes a mistake. He does the reverse. He didn't have a Mincha on Shabbos. And he knows he has to have in two Shmona Esreis. In the first Shmona Esrei, he omitted Atachan Antanu, and he mentioned it in the second. What was his mindset? Why did he do that? If he just forgot to say Atachan Antanu, you know, Atachan Antanu was not li'ikuva. If you forget Atachan Antanu, right, all is not lost. Simply you make Havdalah ala kos. But the Rif is troubled by the following. Why did the person do that? He omitted Atachan Antanu in Shmona Esrei 1, he mentioned in Shmona Esrei 2. Maybe his mindset was the following, because Shmona Esrei 1 is Tashlumin for Mincha. And in Mincha on Shabbos there's no Atachan Antanu. In Shmona Esrei 2, that really is the Kiyum of Mariv. So therefore, I didn't forget. I deliberately omitted Atachan Antanu in the first Shmona Esrei, and I mentioned it in the second Shmona Esrei. So the Rif writes, then you're not Yosei. Because in that case, you daven the Tfilas Tashlumin before the Tfilas Chova. And that, the Rif maintains, is li'ikuva. So I daven Shmona Esrei 1, and Shmona Esrei without Atachan Antanu. Shmona Esrei 2, I daven the Shmona Esrei with Atachan Antanu from Arif. What do I have to do? I have to daven a third Shmona Esrei. Again, for the Kiyum of Tashlumin. And what does that third Shmona Esrei look like? It's a Shmona Esrei without Atachan, I just said Atachan Antanu. I'm not going to repeat Atachan Antanu a second time. So Shmona Esrei 3 is a Shmona Esrei without Atachan Antanu. And why do I need Shmona Esrei 3? Because Adam Shmona Esrei 1, what was that? A Shmona Esrei without Atachan Antanu. That's a pretty fascinating model. You're going to say the very same words that you said initially. But no, Shmona Esrei 1 was flawed because there you should have said Atachan Antanu. So therefore you have to go ahead and repeat the exact same tefillah that you already davened. That's an unusual case. Usually when we think of davening again, it's because in the next Shmona Esrei you're going to be mentioning something that was lacking. Right, in Shacharis, I forgot to say Yalav Yavo, I'll daven again to make up the Yalav Yavo. Here, Shmona Esrei 3 is identical to Shmona Esrei 1, and in such a case, nonetheless, I have to daven again. It's an interesting model where if a person misses something in his tefillah, he's not yotze. But he's not going to be making up that which he missed. Is there any reason to go ahead and to daven again? Friday afternoon, I davened mincha. I forgot to say the same talamata. I remember on Shabbos, I forgot the same talamata. You're going to daven tefillah tashlumin. You're going to be davening a tefillah Shabbos, and you're not going to be making up the same talamata. In any case, do you argue, no, nonetheless you have to daven to make up the kiyum tefillah? Or do you argue, no, the only need to repeat is to make up that which you missed, and if that is not going to happen in such a case, one does not daven. It's a fascinating machlokes haposkin. Rav Chaim maintained that you have to daven again, but Tzvi Pesach Frank maintained that that should be based on the machlokes between Tosos and the Rush. Very interesting issues. That is the Kiddush of the Rif, that the order of a Tefillah Shchov and a Tefillah Tashlumin, that's pretty important. That's something which is critical. The Levush just writes, the reason that Tefillah Shchov precedes the Tefillah Nedava is because whenever you have two different mitzvahs to perform, don't we always assume that the normal sequence is based on Tadir v'sheino, tadir, tadir kalder. Hopefully, the Tfilas Chova is tadir, the Tfilas Tashlumin is not. And in such a case, then, you have your tadir v'sheino, tadir. But the Rif assumes it's more than that. It's almost as though that the Tfilas Chova is what permits, what allows the Tfilas Tashlumin. And so Rechik always would comment, the Tfila requires a matir. A person cannot just simply get up at any time and daven any Tfila he desires. There must be a precedence, there must be a license, and therefore, the Tfilas Chova has to precede the Tfilas Tashlumin. This is an interesting case where the Nodavidus suggests that a person didn't have in Shacharis, now it's late in the day, Shkia is arriving and he only has a single allowance for Shmar Esrei, so in such a case, Davin possibly the Tfilas Tashlumin. That's an example of a Tfilas Tashlumin without a Tfilas Chova. Perhaps there's even another case as well. Let's assume a person misses Mantfila. Zalat Shos now is passed. What will you tell a person to do? Well, still Davin. Right, Davin. What is the nature of that tefillah? A tefillah la'achar Zalat Shos. See, a tefillah bizmana, good, that's the kiyum of the mitzvah, tefillah at its appropriate time. If a person doesn't daven shacharis, and he davens another tefillah in the afternoon, that is a tefillah tashlumin. What is the status of tefillah la'achar dalet shos? Let's assume before chatzos. What is that tefillah called? That's a tefillah shalom bizmana. Interesting. So there's tefillah bizmana, there's tefillah shalom bizmana, and then there is a tefillah tashlumin. The Kesef Mishnah calls even that tefillah achar dalet shos tefillah tashlumin as well. Even that's a tefillah tashlumin. Bizman tefillah has passed. Dalet shos is over. Why are you davening now? It's a form of a tefillas tashlumin. That would be another example of a tefillas tashlumin which is not preceded by a tefillas chova. You can't daven the tefillas chova. The zman mincha has not yet arrived. So therefore you're davening a tefillas tashlumin by itself. But it's not simple. But that should be called a tefillas tashlumin. Because the Rambam seems to indicate as follows. That if a person didn't daven by Dalet Shos, a person can still continue to daven, and the language of the Rambam is avar ota, whether he made a mistake or whether he did so purposely. That doesn't sound like a tefillas tashlumin. Tashlumin is only the shogeg, not b'mezid. But yet the Rambam writes, a person, even if he didn't daven b'mezid, and now it's lacha Dalet Shos, he's still afforded a possibility of davening. That seems to indicate that there's a kiyum of tefillah shalo bizmana, which is neither the tefillah bizmana nor a tefillah tashlumin. And that is the tefillah which is ma'afa dalet shos. But one of the unique aspects of tefillah musaf, musaf is purely keneged hakarban, when neshama forms faseinu, and in such a case, there is no possibility of a tefillah tashlumin when it comes to tefillah musaf. The Rambam writes in Perek Aleph, Fatochos tefillah, the same thing applies when it comes to a tefillah nedava. The Gemara writes, Halavai Shispalam Kaliyam Kulo. That is a tefillah of Bakashas Rachamim. And therefore the Rambam maintains that in principle a person can always daven a tefillah nedava. The Rambam writes that you can daven a tefillah nedava, you cannot daven a tefillah which is half tefillah shova and half a tefillah nedava. A tefillah has to be either all the tefillas chova or all the tefillas nedava. And therefore the Rambam writes the Chiddush, but let's assume, for example, a person is in the middle of davening mincha,
And all of a sudden, Nizker Shakar, he's followed. He realizes he davened already. He comes to shul, let's say, Friday afternoon. He's davening Mincha with the tzibur, but Moshe Nasser realizes that, you know, this morning in yeshiva, right after Seder, I already davened. Tfilas Mincha, Mincha Gdola. So in such case, the Rambam writes, Rose take up Tfilah Ben Tzabracha. Stop in midstream. You have a right to daven a Tfilas Chova. You have a right to daven a Tfilas Chova. But the Rambam maintains you can't daven a single Shmon Esrei, which is half Chova and half Medav, even though the words are identical. But in essence, in its character, it's a very different type of tefillah. And in such a case, you cannot daven half and half, and therefore a person stops in midstream. What about when it comes to tefillas musaf? Do you have a right to daven a tefillas nadava? The Rambam writes, certainly not. Other tefillas are bakashas rachamim. Musaf is kineged hakarban. And there's no karban musaf, which is ba binedava, and in such a case, then a person cannot daven a tefillas musaf binedava. So again, and it's aside from the difference of tefillas tashlumin, because musaf is not bakashas rachamim, a similar distinction when it comes to the possibility of a tefillas nadava. In fact, a difference then would be as follows. What is the halach of safek hispalel? A person is in doubt as to whether he davened, whether he's not davened. Technically, we should apply the principle of safek drabanan lakula, because the need to daven shachar, smincha, and marv is only drabanan. The Rambam writes, once a day, daraisa. But the particular tefillah, that is only drabanan. But the Gemara writes in Barachos Tav Chof Aleph, even though technically speaking, safek yispalel, one could argue eno chozer mispalel, but here the Gemara suggests that no, chozer mispalel, halavai shispalelam, kolayom kulo, you can always daven a tilas nadava. So therefore, why not simply go ahead and daven again, as the Rambam writes, as a form of nadava, or the Rashba writes, having in mind, if I didn't daven, this will be the tefillas chovah. If I didn't daven, then this will be a tefillas nedava. If safek yispalel, chozer umispalel is only because of the possibility of a tefillas nedava, in such a case, that as well would not apply when it comes to tefillas musaf. Because you cannot daven musaf as a tefillas nedava, only as a chovah. In such a case, then we would assume that if a person really is in doubt as to whether he davened musaf or not, then we would assume that safek is considered to be that which is lakula. So a few differences. Musaf as opposed to shachar and chamar.
If you daven mincha and you forgot, daven mincha the second time, not musaf, daven mincha the second time.
Right.
What, and then I remembered the little shia, daven mincha, why can't I turn that into the nadava, but you have to have the dinner before you start?
Right, in that unusual case, it could be that when you were davening, what was your, if it was a dite to the chova, in such a case, then the Rambam writes, you cannot shift in mid-gears. In other words, once you've labeled the tefillah as a tefillah chova, now you can't mix and match, right? And this is min demina. In such a case, how can you go ahead and have a seamless transition between the first half and the second half of Shemoneh Esrei if I began davening a dite to the chova, and I'm continuing davening that which is a dite to dinadavas. That you cannot do. So if a person is mechuyev to daven again, that second tefillah has a status of a tefillah chova. If all of a sudden now you realize really is not mechuyev, then Pashup Shad according to the Rambam, one cannot switch gears in that case. Another difference. Tosfos raises an interesting issue. Why is it that when it comes to tefillah Shabbos, you don't have the regular Shmoneh Esrei of 19 brachos, and incorporate Shabbos into that Shmoneh Esrei? What's wrong with having the regular bakashos, a tefillas chol b'Shabbos? So Tosfos suggests the following chiddush, that you know, in principle, there really is nothing wrong. The Tosfos and brachos afkavavimadeis. The only reason we don't do so is mishum tircha. Chazal did not want the Shmoneh Esrei to be so cumbersome. So therefore, instead of davening the full weekday Shmoneh Esrei and then adding on all the Askaros of Shabbos, so therefore the basic structure, the first three, last three, and then the middle bracha is simply that which is Shel Shabbos. But in principle, Tosfos is clear that those types of bakashos, right, in principle are in place even on Shabbos as well. The Yerushalmi writes, Prusna Bakashos not, and that's why even we make a Meshaberach for a Cholah, we insert Shabbos Yimilizot, but you know, Shabbos is not the most opportune moment in order to recite the Meshaberach. We're recognizing that there is a real Shasat Chat, there is a dire need, but generally speaking, the routine Bakasha should not apply when it comes to Shabbos. If it's simply Mishum Tircha, so Tosfos writes the following then. This is in Shulchan Aruch and Reish Samaches. And what happens, for example, if a person began davening a Tfilas Chol on Shabbos? Somehow he wasn't focused, and all of a sudden he starts saying Atachonim, and all of a sudden he realized, no, this is Shabbos. I should be reciting a Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei. If he'll tell me Bakashos Sar absolutely out of place, so that's it. Just kick in his Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei. But if you maintain, as Tosfos argues, that in principle Bakashos is possible, the only reason you don't do so Mishum Tircha, then we would argue then as follows. This is what the Rambam writes as well. That you don't begin with Bakasha, but if you started already the Bakasha, Tachonein, so finish that Bracha. Why would you stop midstream? So therefore, that's how we assume the Halacha and Reis Tamaches, that if you start saying Atachonin in such a case, recite that entire bracha, conclude Baruch Atah Hashem Chonin Hadas, and then go ahead and kick in with the Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei, because in principle, that type of bakasha, in fact, is in place. That's what we assume in Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam writes one exception, and that is when it comes to, again, Tfilas Musaf. When it comes to Musaf, that certainly is not the case. Why are there no bakashos in Musaf? Mishum Tircha? No, not Mishum Tircha. There are no bakashos in Musaf because Tfilas Musaf is purely keneged hakarban, uneshama farim sfaseinu. And therefore, bakashi is out of place. And therefore, the Shulchan Aruch writes, if a person started saying Atachonein, and all of a sudden he realized that, no, I should be davening Tfilas Musaf, we don't argue that you finished the bracha. Then we assume that posek be'emtza bracha, then you stop midstream, and then you kick in your Tfilas Musaf. For shachris minchen mariv mishum tircha, so in principle a bakash in fact could be in order.
According to Tosfos, is it the time element, or is it the mindset that's taking you away from it?
It also doesn't fully elaborate, but the simple understanding is that the tefillah Chazal did not want it should be cumbersome. And therefore, the Poshim Shadda seemed to be, practically speaking, that the tefillah would be an elongated tefillah, and therefore let's focus on Shabbos, and there's no need to engage in the specific bakasha. We must discuss this in light of the Rambam Shita, because the Rambam does seem to indicate that min HaTorah require Shemach Bakash and Hodah, so it's an interesting exception. How can you do away with the need for Bakash if that's part of Tzvila Daraisa? But Pashav Shatna Gemara simply, practically speaking, the Shemoneh Esrei will be longer, cumbersome, and therefore Chazal wanted to shorten that window. Yes.
That's
a good point. Sometimes we will argue the opposite as follows. And the Mishnah tells us in the third paragraph of Megillah regarding Hosafos, when do you have Hosafos, when do you not have Hosafos? So it's a little bit unclear from the Mishnah, but during the week you certainly do not have Hosafos. Rashi says again, it's Mishum Tircha. We don't go above and beyond that which is necessary. There is a need to recite Bakasha, that's clear. So Chazal could not do it Bakasha during the week, Mishum Tircha. During the week, that's the essence of our tefillah. Our tefillah is, as the Gemara writes, Bakashas Rachamim. On Shabbos, where the focus of the tefillah is the essence of the Kedusha Shabbos. And now it's just simply the question of, in addition to, right, do we also, right, tack on all the Bakasha? So that's considered to Mishum Tircha. Mishum Tircha cannot go ahead and, right, reduce that which is essential, that which is Mi'ikar Hadin. So when it comes to that which is like a Hosafa, that's like we'll argue that Mishum Tircha not to go ahead and do so. That's Rashi Shita. No Hosafos Mishum Tircha. You know, the finish of Rashi is that you're allowed to have Hosafos on Shabbos and Leining, and you can even have Hosafos on Yantif as well, because if the concern is only Mishum Tircha, so whenever there is Nisra Malacha, then Hosafos are allowed on Yom Kippur, on Yantif, and Shabbos. We generally assume as a sheet of the Ran who writes the beautiful Chiddush, that the number of Aliyahs in a given day, that reflects its essence, its Kedusha. Therefore you start from 3, and Chol HaMoed is 4, and Yantif is 5, and Yom Kippur is 6, Shabbos is 7. If you'll add, you're encroaching, you're infringing on a higher Kedusha Sayon. Therefore, you can never end, not even on Yom Kippur nor on Yantiv, with the exception of Shabbos. There you've hit the limit by adding you're not infringing on a higher Kedusha. In such a case, Hosafos are only allowed on Shabbos. But it is a balance to fulfill the Ikar Hadin, and the same thing to minimize that concept of Tircha. And again, a difference between Musaf as opposed to Shachris Mincha.
Moshe Rabin, the is that considered about personal bakasha, or could that be considered the davening
for a the normal standard Shmoneh Esrei, which is Goloshin Rabbim, so that has a twofold focus. On the one hand, one can have in mind personal bakasha as well. In addition, one is always mispalel ba'ad hatzibur, and therefore we always invoke the tefillah in the broadest sense. But in addition to, let's call the standard routine bakasha, personal bakasha, the Rishami says, that usually is avoided on Shabbos unless it's considered to be a time of dire need. So again, a further difference between Shacharis as opposed to Musaf, as opposed to Shacharis, Mincha, and Maariv. The further difference you would find in Shulchan Aruch is Kichlif. Let's assume, for example, by mistake, a person daven the wrong Shmoneh Esrei. Right? They're supposed to daven Maariv, and somehow the Siddur was open to Shacharis, so you daven Yismach Moshe on Friday night. In such a case, B'dieved, Yerotze. Right? So we have a unique tefillah for every slot, but in the broadest sense, right, you have the structure of Shmoneh Esrei, your mazkir shel Shabbos, and therefore we assume that even if hichlev zubazu, nonetheless one in fact is yotzei. But the other Shulchan Aruch writes as well, with the clear exception of tefillas musaf in both directions. You should be davening the Friday Shmoneh Esrei, your siddur was open to musaf, so you davened in musaf Shmoneh Esrei. There you can't argue hichlev is yotzei. A person should have davened musaf. And instead of mentioning the karbanos at all, he mentions Yismach Moshe. In such a case, one would not be yotzei. Musaf is considered to be that tefillah of Uneshama Farim Sfaseinu. And one of the further differences between Musaf as opposed to Shacharis, Mincha, and Maariv could very, very well be the obligation of women in tefillah. The Mishnah tells us in Brachos and Davchot that women are obligated in tefillah. Women must have it. The Gemara says that even though one would argue that perhaps tefillah is a Zman Grama, but nonetheless, tefillah is rachamininu. That's our gears from the Gemara Brachos and the Chokhmah and Beis. And therefore, a person should always be mevakish rachamin. So very simply, you have a Mishnah and a Gemara that tells us women are obligated in tefillah. In fact, the Magen Avraham and Simon Kuvav is troubled that already in his time, the practice was that women did not daven routinely. Right, Shacharis, Mincha, and Maariv. If it's a Mishnah that tells us that one must do so, so in such a case, how is it possible that women, generally speaking, do not daven the complete tefillos of Shacharis, Mincha, and Maariv? Magen Avraham suggests a very great Kiddush. I began by mentioning the Rambam Shita. For the Rambam, right, there are two tiers of tefillah. There's tefillah daraisa, Hamachas Niyom, and then there's tefillah drabbanan of Shacharis, Mincha, and Maariv. Magen Avraham suggests that perhaps when the Mishnah and Gemara tell us that women are obligated in tefillah, it only means tefillah daraisa. Not Shacharis, Mincha, Maariv, only tefillah daraisa. And then the Magen Avraham writes another chiddush on top of that, and therefore, when women will recite a minimal tefillah, even modani, in such a case that is considered to be sufficient. That's a twofold chiddush. Chiddush number one of the Magen Avraham, that women are only obligated in tefillah daraisa, not in tefillah drabanan. Chiddush number two, that tefillah daraisa only requires like a simple bakasha of modani. That's not necessarily the case, because the Rambam seems to define tefillah daraisa as shevach bakasha in hoda. So maybe one could have argued sedavin once, but it's a chiddush that the Magen Avraham writes that that is the practice that many women adopt. In fact, Mishnah Berurah writes in Siman Kufav that no, that women should daven Shacharis, women should daven Mincha, because after all, the Mishnah, the Gemara writes that women are obligated in tefillah. Why is that true? Because bakashas rachamim. So an interesting issue, are women obligated in tefillas musaf? After all, tefillas musaf we just mentioned is not bakashas rachamim. And the Gemara comments, we would have argued that tefillah is a zman grama. The only reason women are obligated to daven is because rachamininu. Does that apply when it comes to tefillas musaf? So this is what you find the Pesachei Tshuva mentions in Shulchan Aruch and Kuvav. This is what he mentions the name of the Tzlach and the Noda Bihuda, that maybe this doesn't apply. It's tefillas musaf. Tefillas musaf is not bakashas rachamin, and therefore let's revert back to the norm, and that is that tefillah is a mitzvah sasei shazman grama, and women are exempt. These are 2 days in Pesachei Tshuva where the women are obligated in tefillas musaf, or whether they are not. Rabbi Kiveger, there in Siman Kuvav, quotes another reason to exempt women from tefillas musaf, and that is as follows. Tefillas musaf is purely keneged hakarban. And maybe one could argue, Rabbi Kiveger writes, that only those who are obligated in Machzis HaShekel to contribute to the Karban Tzibur, only they are obligated in that particular tefillah. And therefore, since women, right, were exempt from Machzis HaShekel, perhaps they are exempt from the tefillah Musaf because they didn't contribute to the Karban Musaf. That is the Chiddush that Rabbi Kivega suggests. He quotes this, the name of the Besamim Rosh. The Besamim Rosh was thought to be, in earlier times, the Tshuvas HaRosh. Right? But we know now that it was not written by the Rosh. It was written by one of the Maskilim, the Schibur of the Besamim Rosh. But Rabbi Kivega mentions this possibility, that perhaps women are exempt from Musaf because only those who are obligated to Musaf, they are obligated Masa Shekel, that goes hand in hand. Masa Shekel determines the Chiyuvav Tfilas Musaf. In fact, if you look in the very beginning of Parshas Kisisa, in the Torah Tamima discusses the appropriateness of having the Bar Mitzvah Bachar, right, being the Shleach Tzibur for Tfilas Musaf. Because how old did you have to be in order to give the Masa Shekel? This is not so clear. This is 2 days from the Yerushalmi and Shkalim. The Machlok is the Rambam and the Ramban. Because when you look in that pasuk, even though it sounds obvious, it's really not. Because when you look in the beginning of Parshas Kisisa, the Torah has two terms. The Torah mentions Miben Esther and Shon of Amala. That's clear, 20 and up. But then the Torah says Koha over Ahapakudim without mentioning Miben Esther and Shon of Amala. There the Ramban writes, in the beginning of Kisisa, that when it comes to Masas HaShekel, the Torah does not mention me that Esther and Shon of Amala. Just call it over Al-Kutim, that means the Bar Mitzvah boy up. 13. When it comes to the separate Shumas Adanim for the sockets of the Mishkan, that was me ben Esther and Shon of Amala. The Ramban is Mufurish, in the very beginning of Parshas Kisisa, that 13 and up is obligated in Matzah Sashekel. We usually assume like the Rambam Shita, and that is that no, that Pasuk of me ben Esther and Shon of Amala is referring to Matzah Sashekel, and only 20 and up is obligated in Matzah Sashekel. So fascinating, the Machlokis is today's Mishali, the Machlokis, the Rambam, and the Ramban. How old did one have to be in order to be obligated in Matzah Sashekel? According to Rabbi Kivega, there should be a pretty important Nafkamina, right? Is the Bar Mitzvah boy obligated in Tfilas Musaf? Or you have to be 20 years old before one is obligated in Tfilas Musaf? And if the Chumra, is it possible for that individual to serve as the Shliach Tzibur? The Hotzias Rav Yechalos, and perhaps he is considered to be he who is Eino Mechuyav B'Davar. An interesting possibility. But this further, right, underscores the relationship of Musaf with the Karban, and therefore the possibility that women in fact are exempt from Tfilas Musaf. But know that Yehuda writes as follows, even though women are exempt from Musaf possibly, women certainly may daven Tfilas Musaf. And the Nodbira writes, this is not only true according to Tosos, but even according to the Rambam. The Rambam normally writes that you cannot recite a bracha unless there is a chiyuv. So according to the Rambam sheet, and this is the practice of the Sfardim, that the women do not recite a bracha on lulav, on sukkah, on shofar, because they're exempt. And Eino Mitzuliyosa cannot recite a bracha. So that's why the Nodeb Yehuda writes that even if women are exempt from Musaf, they could daven Musaf. Why is that true? Because what's troubling the Rambam? Why does the Rambam assume that you cannot recite a bracha unless you are obligated? The Chiddush that Nodeb Yehuda writes is because of the word Vitzivanu. How can you recite Vitzivanu if you are not obligated in a mitzvah? Vitzivanu, according to the Rambam, does not mean collectively that this is a mitzvah, there are members of Knesset Yisrael that are obligated, but it means I personally am obligated. So how can a woman say Vitzivanu when it comes to lulav, sukkah, and shofar if in fact she is exempt? But the Nodi Bida writes, if women are exempt from a particular mitzvah or bracha, and there is no phrase of Vitzivanu, so then even the Rambam would admit that women can recite that particular bracha. There could be many, many cases like that. Right, the question of whether women are obligated in Pesukei Zimmer, Baruch Shomer, and Yishtabach, but doesn't contain Vitzivanu. Tfilas Musaf is our example, doesn't contain Vitzivanu. Havdalah, Kiddush Levana, many examples of brachos that women may be exempt from, but the term Vitzivanu is not part of the Matzbeah HaBracha, and therefore one could question whether in fact this is true. Rabbi Yosef points out that this is not the basis of the Rambam Shita. Rabbi Yosef writes that the Rambam maintains that there's no bracha unless one is obligated in a mitzvah, irrespective of the nusach habracha. And he quotes Zariah, the Rashba, Gittin Daf Mem, where the Rashba writes that according to the Rambam Sheet, the women are exempt from Kriyashma, and therefore they do not say Birchos Kriyashma. Birchos Kriyashma is not a Birchos HaMitzvah with the word Vitzivanu. But nonetheless, the Rashba maintains, according to the Rambam Sheet, that without being obligated in a mitzvah, one does not go ahead and recite a bracha. But again, right, this is the difference between musaf as opposed to other tefillos. Other tefillos, women are obligated when it comes to musaf. Machlokes haposkim, and two interesting possibilities as to why women may be exempt, either because musaf is not rachamim, and therefore it's a zman grama, or perhaps only those who are obligated to contribute to the particular carbon, they are obligated in that tefillah. Rav Moshe writes an interesting chiddush, also suggesting that perhaps musaf is different from shacharis and mincha and maariv in the following sense. Rav Moshe writes, it's found in Gros Moshe in Chelek Dalid and Simon Ayin of Orach Chaim, where Rav Moshe writes an interesting issue. Let's assume, for example, it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. That was the case Rav Moshe was dealing with. Rosh Chodesh Shachal B'Shabbos. A person is obligated to mention the Shmoneh Esrei, Shabbos, and Rosh Chodesh. What happens if a person, let's say, made a mistake? They daven Shal Shabbos, but they forgot Rosh Chodesh. You have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. Let's just turn the person's mindset is the following. Well, look, Shabbos I already mentioned. The only thing I was missing was Rosh Chodesh. They daven the second Shmoneh Esrei. They just mentioned Rosh Chodesh, kind of making up what they missed, but they omitted Shabbos. Let's assume it's Shabbos and Yom Tov. A person mentioned one, not the other. In his makeup, he mentioned the one that he forgot, but omitted the one that was mentioned. Can you kind of combine? Rav Moshe writes, L'chatchila, certainly not. L'chatchila, if a person forgets, he starts from scratch, and you mention everything. However, b'di'avad, Rav Moshe writes, he thinks that you are, in fact, Yotze. You have a right to argue that, look, I daven one Shemoneh Esrei mentioning Shabbos, and the Shemoneh Esrei mentioning Yom Tov. Therefore, I have the Azkar of Shabbos, Azkar of Yom Tov, even though it was not simultaneous, the Chanamach that wasn't within the same Shmoneh Esrei. So that's where Moshe writes that b'di'avad, he thinks, in fact, you would be Yotze. Then Rav Moshe writes the following. What about when it comes to Tefillas Musaf? Rav Moshe writes that he had the Shaila. He says in the city of Luban, he says the government came and they took Jews and imprisoned them on Shabbos. And they couldn't take a sitter with them. And Rav Moshe writes it was Rosh Chodesh Shechal B'Shabbos, and there was no one there who knew Atah Yetzarta. They didn't know the Tefillah Baal Peh. They knew the Shabbos Musaf by heart, but they didn't know the proper Azkara for Rosh Chodesh. So what should happen in that particular case? So Rav Moshe argued as follows, that look, even if a person would not know the Azkar Rosh Chodesh, but you're obligated in Tefillah Shabbos as well, daven the Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei. Daven the Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei. You're missing Shor Rosh Chodesh, you're not fully Yotzei, that's true. But nonetheless, the Kiyum of a Tefillah Shabbos you in fact would have. And then Rav Moshe added in the Shuvah the following, but he mentioned that if you'll be released, and then you'll be able to access the Siddur. So in such a case, you still have time to be able to daven. But Rav Moshe suggested the following chiddush now. When you go back in daven, then only mention Rosh Chodesh, not mention Shabbos. That wouldn't apply to Shacharis, Mincha, and Maariv. There, when you mention Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, you're doing so because that's the Kedushas Hayom. So therefore, if you forgot one, when you're davening the second Shmoneh Esrei, you mention both. But here when it comes to Musaf, Musaf is purely Keneged HaKarbon. And here Rav Moshe argued that when it comes to Karbanos, they were not offered simultaneously. You would offer the Karbon of Shabbos, then later you would offer the Karbon of Rosh Chodesh. So therefore, if you're davening normally once, you're going to mention one Shmoneh Esrei mentioning both. Rav Moshe suggested a Chiddush that when it comes to Tefillas Musaf, if you only mentioned one, and then you have to go back to mention the other, maybe that second Shmoneh Esrei should only contain that which you missed, because the purpose is simply connected to Karbanos HaKarbanos. And the Karbanos were brought separately, and therefore, the Azkara can be separate as well. An interesting Chiddush. Shlomo Zalman is quoted in the Shulchan Shlomo disagreeing with the Shuvah, and maintain that, no, that we treat Musaf like Shacharis, Mincha, Maariv, and that is, if you forget one, then you have to daven again, and that second Shmoneh Esrei you mention both. In an unusual case that you mention one in Shemoneh Esrei 1, and then the next Shemoneh Esrei 2, you only mention two, so then B'dievet, he agrees with Rav Moshe's Chiddush that you would be Yotzei, you can combine B'dievet, but L'chatchila, there is no difference. But there again, Rav Moshe writes, an interesting possibility, the difference of the Musaf as opposed to Shachris, Minch, and Maariv. It's an important theme, that generally speaking, Tefillah contains two different elements. It's Keneged HaKarban, but in addition to that, tefillah is considered the bakashas rachamim. That, no doubt, is the thrust of Avos versus Karbanos. Avos as the model of tefillah as bakashas rachamim. When it comes to tefillah musaf, there the Gemara writes that tefillah musaf is purely keneged hakarban. And as such, all of the halachos that emanate from rachamim, perhaps that only apply to shachris mincha maariv, and not when it comes to musaf, and therefore no tashlumin, no ladava, cases of hichlif, the issue of women, the possibility of the combination of tefillos, safek yispalo, all those particular cases, perhaps one could distinguish between musaf on the one hand as opposed to shachris mincha maariv.